And it's time to bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Fantastic.
All right. I've got, before we get to the Kentucky Derby, I will have a question from a listener on the Kentucky Derby, okay? It's more of a question guess, but I want to, we'll talk about the teams that are going in opposite directions, the Mets and the Yankees. The Yankees were given a gift yesterday. And, Mike, did you see any of the game at all?
No, I had work.
Okay. At the end of the game, in the eighth inning, Houston has a 5-3 lead. They take the lead, okay? And they got this guy in there throwing fireballs. Struck out the side, the Yankees, okay?
Took him out
and put and didn't put the closer in. The closer, he was upset about what happened, his actions on the field. Put this, the Yankees ended up scoring 3 runs and winning the game. It was overmanagement. Overmanagement.
Yeah, I just pulled up the box score. Davinsky came in, pitched 1 inning, struck out the side. Only threw 12 pitches. I don't. It makes no sense to me why he didn't come out for another inning. I see the next guy gave up a walk, 2 hits, 3 runs. See you later.
When I say they couldn't touch this guy who was in there, not even close.
If he threw 12 pitches and he struck out the side, that's pretty good.
Well, anyway, so the Yankees got the gift from the Astros to head home 6-1 on a successful road trip, and the Mets,
they're not home yet. They go to Cleveland.
I thought Cleveland goes to the Yankee Stadium.
No.
Okay, they go to Cleveland. It doesn't matter anyways. They're 6-1 so far in a 14 game.
Cleveland scored 24 runs yesterday against Toronto.
Yeah, it was a doubleheader. It was 2 football games.
Yeah, it wasn't 2 football games because the second game they won. Yesterday, the second game, they won 13-4. They lost the first game 13-11 in extra innings.
Unbelievable. And the Mets were almost no hit, but they got out of that, but they still lost the game, 11-0?
I got good news for the Mets, though.
Yeah.
It's 9 months till pitchers and catchers.
That's right. Okay. All right. Now, I want to get...
9 months. This team stinks.
I want to get. We won't even mention that the Knicks have a new coach. That just doesn't matter.
It doesn't. What's his name? Alfred E. Newman.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Yeah, I saw that.
I want to get on the Kentucky Derby because I've got Rob Reamer has said to me, Justify is going to run away with the Derby, and he puts a question mark at the end of it.
A question mark?
Yeah.
Rob, take the question mark away and put an exclamation point.
Okay.
That answer his question?
Yeah, I would think it does. Is Justify the favorite?
Don't know yet.
Okay.
I mean, he's the morning line favorite, but that doesn't mean he'll be the favorite. There's a lot of talk about this horse Mendelssohn, which I lit a candle last night before I went to bed and said a prayer that I hope there's many stupid people that bet Mendelssohn tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. So let's jump in. 6th race tomorrow. This is all tomorrow, folks. We went over today's yesterday, so if you want to know what's going to happen today, Oaks Day, listen to the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. That's up on the podcast page, yep.
Okay, 6th race tomorrow is the Humana Distaff Grade 1, 7 furlongs, running for $300,000, 8 horses in here. 3 horses ran against each other a little bit here and there. The 8-horse American Gal showed the speed in the Madison last time out at Keeneland, faded to 4th, only got beat a neck. Lewis Bay put in a late run, finished 3rd by a head. He was favored at 3-1. Finley's Lucky Charm won the race at 5-1. Finley's Lucky Charm is the 1 horse. He's 10 wins for 15 starts lifetime, a perfect 6-for-6 at Churchill Downs. After tomorrow, he'll be a perfect 7-for-7. This horse is in tremendous shape, likes the track, saves ground, short field, shouldn't get in trouble. Only has 1 bad race going back to September of 2016. Finley's Lucky Charm gets the job done here. And the 2 horses I mentioned, the 5 Lewis Bay and the 8 American Gal, you should wind up with the exact if you go with those 3 horses. 7th race is the Distaff Mile. This is for fillies and mares, going 1 mile on the turf. 11 horses line up in here. Looking around through this race, a couple horses. 1 horse I'm going to use at 10-1 is the 7, Res Ipsa. another horse for course. Four starts at Churchill with two thirds and two wins. Two wins at Churchill. This horse only has four lifetime wins. So Res Epsa at 10-1 is a definite use. A couple other horses I'm going to use in here. I'm going to use the one Madam Dance a Lot coming in from California with Corey Nakatani. This horse seems to be coming into pretty good form this year. Baltes ships this horse in off of a bullet work at Santa Anita, so we're going to go with the one Sir Dance a Lot. The eight Madam Stripes is another horse coming in from California with Flavian Pratt, who, in my opinion, is the best jockey in California. But my top pick in here is going to be the nine On Leave. This horse is riding a three out of four race winning streak coming into this race, winning two of his last three. This horse is bred big top and bottom, loves the mile distance with seven starts, four wins, a second and two thirds, never been off the board. Gets Ortiz up on this. I think On Leave it works out a nice trip, has a little bit of a late kick to catch the early speed and get the job done tomorrow at 8-1. So the nine on top with the 8, 7, and 1 rounding out exactas here. The eighth race is the Churchill Down Sprint, 7 furlongs, grade 2. The 3 Imperial Hint's going to be a big favorite in this race, running second last year in this Breeders' Cup Sprint. After that, off until the middle of March, comes back at Tampa in a very, very weak race, although the horse won by 5. This horse is going to get better off the board. I'm not using them. I'm using two horses that I know like the course and are in pretty good form. One being the 7, Limousine Liberal. Corey Lannery gets the boot after the last time. I think this horse should have won last time out, as probably does the trainer and owner. Got beat a neck at Keeneland in the Commonwealth, a grade 2. Ortiz gets the mount again in this one, so all systems go for Limousine Liberal, who is only 5 wins out of 7 starts at Churchill. But I really like the one horse, Whitmore. This horse is in great shape coming out of Oak Lawn Park, ran 2 big numbers, has a real good race over the Churchill Strip, only been on this track 2 times and has 1 win. The only time this horse lost was in the Kentucky Derby. This horse is a definite bona fide sprinter, had no business in the Derby in 2016, 6-1 with Santana from the rail, all systems go. Eighth race, Whitmore with Limousine Liberal. The ninth race is the American Turf. This race is for 3-year-old turf horses. Three horses I'm going to use in here. One is the 6, River Boyne, the 9, Captivating Moon Trade by Chris Block, and I really like Untamed Domain, the 11 horse, my top pick in here. This horse ran 6 to Quip, only time on the dirt. Prior to that, you look at all this horse's turf races, and everyone's a knockout. This horse is by Animal Kingdom out of a Lear fan mare, Chow, who is a stakes winner as well. So you got top and bottom stakes winners of Chow and American Kingdom. Take the 5-1 and use Untamed Domain big time here. Pat Day Mile, one horse in here I really like is the 12, Restoring Hope, another Bobby Baffert horse. Comes in from the Wood Memorial where this horse ran 3rd, cuts back to a 1-turn mile, gets blinkers. I think this should hit this horse right between the eyes tomorrow. Another horse I'm going to use in here is going to be the 1 National Flag. Flavian Pratt rides for Pletcher, coming off an even money win by 4 in the Bayshore, although got a low buyer. I think this horse makes a little bit of noise in the Day Mile tomorrow. So a 12-1 in the Pat Day Mile. The 11th race, like a horse a lot in here, trained by Chad Brown. And no, it's not the favorite. It's the 3-horse, Kurlov. This horse looks really good coming into this race off Gulfstream Park Turf Grade 1 second-place finish. I really like this horse a lot tomorrow in this race. On 2 more horses I'm going to use in here. One is the 7, Synchrony, who's been running lights out at Fairgrounds this spring. And another horse who hasn't been seen since last October, who has a lot of talent, a real talented 3-year-old, should improve, and if improves, might win this race at a big price with Ortiz riding again. That's the 9, Yoshida. So if Yoshida looks good on the track, training pretty good consistently down at Payson Park, take a flyer on Yoshida. That's the 9 horse in the 11th race tomorrow, Churchill. Brings us to the big one, the Kentucky Derby. Post time is for this race is at 6:50 tomorrow. As usual, a field of 20. As usual, you could probably throw about 10 of them out. Horses I like in here, one is the 4, Flame Away, a 30-1 shot. a consistent horse, won the Sam Davis, was making up ground on Quip in the Tampa Bay Derby, ran a real good race in the Bluegrass to get beat by Good Magic. This horse did all the dirty work in that race, and Good Magic was the recipient of it, getting a dream trip, winning it even money. So Flame Away is a horse I can use in my number. Another horse I'm going to use in the number is Good Magic. This horse might be coming into his own at a good time for Chad Brown. Definitely going to use it 12-1 underneath. My boy Jack, who won the Lexington, is a kind of a grinder, but has hit the board all four races this year at Santa Anita, Oak Lawn, Fairground, and Keeneland. So this horse doesn't need to take his track with him. This is another grinding horse at 30-1 with Kent DeZormo, is definitely a must use. Absolutely hate Bolt the Euro. Absolutely hate Enticed. These horses, I don't think, can get out of their own way in this race. They don't show me any kind of closing ability at all. I'm not using them. Another horse I'm not going to use is Magnum Moon. He was staggering around in a stretch like a drunk at about midnight on Friday nights, folks. I can't see how this horse can get a mile and a quarter. If he beats me, he beats me. God bless him, but he's not going to get a dime of my money. And two other horses I'm going to use underneath. One is Solomini, another Bobby Baffert horse. Ran behind Magnum Moon, but this horse was running in a straight line. Could appreciate the mile and a quarter distance. Being bi-curling out of a Stormcat mare, this horse should run all day. And use this horse definitely underneath his filler. And my last one is going to be the 19, Noble Indy. This horse is by Take Charge Indy, who was a very good horse a few years back. This horse won the Louisiana Derby, and all these horses from Louisiana, they've been running big everywhere. So I'm not going to let this horse beat me at 30-1. But I think everybody, like I said, underneath, they're all running for second money because Justify could be one of the best horses I've seen in a long time. You don't know yet because this horse has only run three races, so you're gambling on that more so than his talent. If this horse gets a clean trip, breaks clean, I expect this horse to sit third or fourth on the outside, make his move, finally get cracked by the whip if he needs to. A couple years back, a horse named Barbaro didn't need to get cracked by the whip, just won on ability and a hand ride. But if so, if Mike Smith hits this horse, expect this horse to explode. He looks like a powder keg on the track lately. Like I said, if this horse runs into no problems, he'll be your shot at the Triple Crown this year. I expect Justify to convincingly win the Kentucky Derby tomorrow.
And with that being said, let's see if I can see this right. There we go.
That's the ring on my phone.
That's it. Well, but here's what we're going to play a little bit after that, I do believe. And that is, we have to go out of sports today with my old Kentucky home.
Oh, no doubt.
Mike.
No doubt.
Have fun watching the races, okay?
Thank you, guys, and everybody out there listening, good luck. I hope I make a few bucks for you. If not, please don't send any poison pen letters.
All right. Take
care,
Mike.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
The University of Louisville Band. The band is directed by Dr. Fred Speck.
And that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.